Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 6 is coming up. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this music podcast, which showcases blues music originating from Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding areas. Happy New Year. That's the first thing I guess I ought to say. Welcome back, those of you who are repeat listeners, and thanks for coming back. Those of you who are new to the show, I hope you'll hear something you like here and keep returning. I want to thank everybody who's been listening. I want to thank the artists who have sent in music, and this week is no exception to that rule. We've been getting some great music from some great artists, and you're about to hear that. I want to thank especially Mike, who emailed me and let me know that he bought Kenny Lavitz's latest CD, Too Many Hats, after hearing it on the Bluescast. And that is such great news. That's so cool. And, you know, that's the idea, is to get the word out, get some of this music into your hands so you get a little taste, into your ears, I suppose, more appropriately, and then to light a fire under you so you'll purchase their music, the stuff that you like, and also, and just as importantly, hopefully you will get out into the venues and hear these people live, because all of them, every single one, is worth a listen, and the venues need your support, the artists need your support. Okay, off my soapbox. There's lots of good stuff coming up in this week's show. And we're going to start off with something that I promised near the end of the last one, show number 5. I said that we would be visiting some Portland blues history, and that's what we're about to do here. Pete Carnes is a blues man, a harmonica player, singer, who in the 70s and I guess early 80s led a band that was very popular here in the area, the Pete Carnes Blues Band, B-L-O-O-Z, distinctively enough. And he's no longer in the Portland area. In fact, he's living, I'm not exactly sure where he's living, but I know that he, in May of 2004, right around St. Louis, Missouri, had a serious accident in a truck that left him in critical condition. The good news is that he has been rehabilitating and is doing well, as far as I've heard, and there was a benefit held for him here. But I wanted to go back and listen to some of Pete's music just as a reminder of the heritage that is present here in the Portland blues scene. Pete was a dynamic artist and he had a great band and brought a lot to the table. And that's what this track will hopefully demonstrate to you. And after that, right after Pete, we'll follow with some more Portland blues history from the late Tom McFarland. So here's Pete Carnes Blues Band with Bring It On Home.
Baby, I said, baby, I'm gonna bring it on home now. I bring it on home to you. I bought my ticket out and got my load. Conductor done hollered, get aboard. Thank you.
the good times I once have had. My heart get happy and my soul feel glad. I think about the way that you love me too. Bet your life I'm coming home to you.
You do. I'm a witness, baby. I see everything you do. You better watch yourself, mama. I got my eyes on you. Yeah, when you wake up in the morning, I know what you dreamed last night. When you wake up in the morning, I know what you dreamed last night. I know all your secrets, baby. Yes, you better treat me right. For mercy, I might plead the first degree. Yeah, defense of prosecution, the verdict's up to me. 'Cause I'm a witness, I see everything you do. I'm a witness, I see everything you do. You better watch yourself, mama, I got my eyes on you. Thank you.
That's the Tom McFarland Blues Band with I Am a Witness. That comes from a CD called Live at the Jolly Roger Roadhouse. Now, the Jolly Roger Roadhouse was a blues venue in Seattle, Washington. And this CD is it consists of live performances that occurred from February 12th through the 15th, 1984. And there are four different bands featured on this record. The Isaac Scott Band, and Isaac Scott is somebody we should look into in a future show. Curtis Salgado and Lloyd Jones, when they had a group called In Yo Face, the Tom McFarland Blues Band, and also the Paul DeLay Band. This is out of print, but is worth having. There's some great material on here, including the material by Tom McFarland. Now, Tom McFarland was an artist who performed a lot in both Seattle and Portland and places in between, and he had a very strong following for obvious reasons. Tom left us in 2004, passing away from a stroke, unfortunately, but left behind some great recordings and more besides this one. This, of course, being live, he had some studio recordings as well, and I hope to feature those in future shows. A lot of people, both fans and fellow musicians, thought very fondly of Tom, enjoyed playing with him, enjoyed hearing his stuff, and you can hear why in that cut. Now, talking still a little about blues history of the Portland area, 20 years ago, the Cascade Blues Association was founded, and the Cascade Blues Association is still quite active today, and in fact has won a an award, Keeping the Blues Alive award, from the Blues Foundation, the national organization in support of the blues. But one of the co-founders back in, 1985, was a gentleman named Delmark Goldfarb. Now, Del Goldfarb has a long history in music and in the blues and in the Portland area, and has played with a bunch of great people, John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful being just one of them, but there are many more. And Del recently released a new CD. And Del, in fact, just last night, Wednesday night, January 4th, played at the Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting, kind of in honor of the 20th anniversary of the organization, and for him to come back and play an acoustic set. It was Del and a female vocalist and an upright bass player. They did a wonderful job, and Del was kind enough to give me a CD to feature on the show, and Del's CD is called Up to My Neck. We're going to play a song right now called If You Lose Your Money, and last night Del played it, and he said that he actually learned to play this from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. So here we go with Del Goldfarb.
If you lose your money, don't you lose your mind. If you lose your money, don't you lose your mind. If you lose your woman, don't you mess with mine. Well, come rain, come sunshine, from the skies above. Come rain, come sunshine, from the skies above. You know if I'm a fool, I'm a fool about the woman I love. Yeah, the first woman I love is the last. last one I ever loved. Yeah, the first woman I loved is the last one I ever loved. Know that love is something makes you forget someone else. Heart that my baby's got a flat cat bone. Yes, I swear to my heart that my baby's got a black cat bone. You know that every time I leave, I have to turn around and go back home. If you lose your money, don't you your mind. If you lose your money, don't you lose your mind. If you lose your woman, don't you mess with mine.
That's the Walter Guy Band with a song called Checking on My Baby. Now, the Walter Guy Band naturally followed Delmark Goldfarb because at last night's Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting, they were the second band to play that night. They did a great job. I had a lot of fun listening to them, and Walter was kind enough to give me a copy of their demo CD, and it includes that song and a few others. So check these guys out. They don't yet have a website, so I don't have that to link to, but look for them in your blues venue listings. They're very much worth hearing. Great rhythm section, very strong guitar playing, and they have a keyboard player and singer as well named Larry. Why did I anyway? Yeah, I like keyboard players. What can I tell you? So I got to mention Larry. Before the Walter Guy Band, you heard Delmark Goldfarb with a song from his CD, Up to My Neck, and the song was called If You Lose Your Money. There's some great players on this record, including John Sebastian, who I mentioned earlier. Del has not only played with John in the past, but in fact, John appears on his CD. I just wanted to make that clear. Thanks to Del for passing that on to me. Next, we're going to hear from an artist who has been building a reputation around town as a talented guitarist and singer. He's someone who has spent a lot of time playing with Terry Robb and is working on his own, and his name is Eric Riley. Eric has a new CD called Talk About Trouble. It was produced by Terry Robb, and there's some wonderful material here, well-recorded and well-performed. He performs a lot of classic tunes by the masters, of course, but in particular, there's a song I'm going to play, which is one of Eric's own compositions, and this is called Sweet Little Rider. Here's Eric Riley.
Found me a sweet little rider, oh man, she sure treat me right. Well, I found me a sweet little rider, oh man, she sure treat me right. Well, she's long and tall and keeps me warm at night. Well, my sweet little rider, say man, she sure treat me right. Well, my sweet little rider, say man, she ain't nothing but right. Well, I gotta have her right by me every night. Well, my sweet little rider, say man, she's the prettiest girl in town. Sweet little rider, say man, she's the prettiest girl around. Well, she's so damn pretty, make the preacher lay his Bible down.
Down that big road by myself. If I can't carry you, I'm gonna carry somebody else. And I'm gonna sign in my back door someday. Don't you hear me talking? Pretty mama said the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Well, the wind gonna blow and take all my blues away. And you ain't gonna do me, baby, like you done Po-Shine. Don't you hear me talking? Pretty mama say you ain't gonna do me like you done Po-Shine. Well, you took all his money. Swear to God, baby, ain't gonna be letting you take all of mine. Oh yeah. Mama says, spider, spider, climbing up the wall. Well, he gone up there just to get his ashes hot. And I ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. Don't you hear me talking? Pretty mama say, I ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. Stay right here till my mustache drag the ground. And I ain't going down there on a big road by myself. Don't you hear me talking, pretty mama? Well, I ain't going down that big road by myself. If I can't carry you, I won't carry somebody else.
That's Steve Chesbro with Big Road Blues, the Tommy Johnson classic. Now, Steve Chesbro is one of these recent transplants to the Portland, Oregon blues scene. Prior to coming to Portland, he was living in Mississippi and immersing himself in the blues tradition there. He's built a strong repertoire of classic blues tunes. He's been a real student of the past masters, and has he gives great attention to duplicating the styles. And that's not to say he's an artist who plays only copies. He puts his own stamp on the material, but he's clearly learned it from the masters, and makes that a real emphasis of his performances, kind of the history of the music. In fact, Steve has written a book called Blues Traveling, The Holy Sites of Delta Blues, and the book is it's a guidebook to getting around in the Delta and visiting all the significant historical sites that are to be seen there. So Steve was very nice and sent me a couple of his CDs. That's from his most recent one, entitled Ham Hocks and Gravy. I look forward to playing more of Steve's material in future shows. He's a very intriguing performer, and so check his calendar and get out and hear him when you can. Before Steve, we heard a song from Eric Riley's latest album called Talk About Trouble. The song is Sweet Little Rider, and again, an original by Eric. Now we're going to move on to a local band, fronted by a couple of brothers who've been playing together since, they say, 1962. And don't make any inferences about their age. They, you know, maybe they started when they were 4 years old, something like that. But this is the Miller Brothers Band, it is fronted by, as I said, Dave Miller and Fred Miller. Dave on guitar and vocals, Fred Miller on sax. It even includes Dave Miller Jr., on guitar, so it's a real family operation. This is their take on the Roscoe Gordon classic, Just a Little Bit.
Oh, I don't want much,
just want a little. Don't want it all, just want a little. Just a teeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your. Turn your lamp down low, give me a kiss. Your love is something that I just can't resist. Oh, I want a teeny weeny bit.
That is Paul Jones and Friends with a song called Come Back. Now, Paul Jones is a drummer who is, in fact, the brother of Lloyd Jones. I've played Lloyd on the show before. Lloyd is a guitarist and vocalist. Paul has had quite a career in Portland blues. He's been in the Paul DeLay Band and many others, and over the years has built, like any good musician will, a strong network of musician acquaintances. In 1997, Paul decided to make a CD in which he would feature a bunch of his musical friends and put together kind of a various artists project that, as he puts it, is a tribute to many talented singers that he admires. Paul isn't primarily a vocalist himself. He's a drummer first and foremost. And so this CD, which is a great one, is called All My Friends Can Sing. And sure enough, on that song, the singer is a gentleman named Mark Dufresne, who has had a career, a pretty strong career, going in the Pacific Northwest here, but has now recently moved on to be the lead vocalist for A Room Full of Blues. So the guy's doing all right, and I think he does real all right on that song. That tune also features D.K. Stewart on piano, and in fact, it features Jeff Jones on guitar. And Jeff Jones is Paul Jones's nephew, the son of Lloyd and Paul's brother, Bob. I think I got all that right. Jeff, you've probably heard with a lot of different bands, including the Hudson Rocket Band. He plays with the D.K. Stewart's band from time to time, I know, and real strong playing there. This CD, there's so many great people on here. There's Curtis Salgado, Lloyd Jones, coincidentally enough, Norman Sylvester, Steve Bradley, D.K. Stewart with one of his own singing a song. And so this is definitely worth picking up. I want to thank Paul Jones for sending it my way. And Paul, by the way, is the guy behind Criminal Records, on which so many fantastic Portland blues releases have come out. So a great a big thanks to Paul Jones for everything he's done for the blues scene over the years. And before that song, you did hear the Miller Brothers with Just a Little Bit, and I want to thank Dave Miller for passing on that CD to me. But I have to say here, speaking of D.K. Stewart, I know that probably rang a bell for some of you. Yes, we're still going to give away the D.K. Stewart CD, and I want to say, let's see, I'm trying to put this delicately, I had hoped to hear from more of you on the giveaway, and I didn't hear from as many people as I would have liked, and I don't know if that's simply because I don't have as many listeners as I think. That would be depressing. Or if it's a concern that people have about sending me email that I might spam them or something. I promise you, with my hand on my heart right now, I would never spam you. And I don't know if the questions were too hard, but here are the questions. What's the name, the word that D.K. Stewart made up to describe his musical style? And I'll tell you now, that word was Zydablaz, a combination of Zydeco, blues, and jazz. And then as an optional alternate question I gave you last week was, what band was D.K. Stewart in just prior to starting up his DK4 project? And that was Curtis Salgado's band. Now, if you didn't know those off the top of your head, that's fine. But, you know, there's this thing called Google, and it's very handy for stuff like this. But in any case, not to criticize, I love you all. It's wonderful that you're listening to the show. But we did have a winner. We did have a winning entry come in, and it was from Don Schultz. So my hat is off to Don Schultz. Well done, Don. And we want to send you that CD, and so I'm going to send you email, Don, and ask for your address and get that from you. But I should mention, Don is not just any blues fan. He's one of the premier drummers here in town, has played with a long list of people, and is a very tasty guy on the drums. And in fact, I believe manufactures, builds his own line of drums. So that's something to look into. But again, congratulations, Don. Well done. We'll get you your CD as soon as possible. And hey, folks, the next time I do a giveaway, don't miss out. send me your answers, and we'll have some fun with that. With that, I think it's time to close out this show. I apologize for it getting done a little bit late. I realize you're very likely listening to this show on Friday instead of Thursday, but some logistical things got in the way. But at least I still got the thing done. I want to thank everybody who's listening to this show. I can't say that enough. I know I'm probably saying it at least three times in the course of this broadcast podcast. But it's from the heart. I really am excited that people are enjoying it. I'm hearing from people with suggestions and tips and positive feedback, and that is wonderful. So keep those notes coming. It's great to hear from you. If you feel like it, if you're so inclined, go to our site at www.pdxbluescast.com. You'll see a little graphic that says, "Where are we?" It allows you to click that graphic, and you'll go to a site called Frapper that lets you enter your zip code, postal code, and add yourself to a map that displays the folks who are listening to PDX Bluescast. And I'd love to have you do that. It's just nice to have a visual representation of the people who are listening. There's no credit card fraud or anything like that going to happen. It's just a way to look at who's listening to the show and where you're coming from. Let's see. I want to thank everybody, the artists in particular, who sent me music and gave me permission to play their music. Keep that coming. If you're listening to the show and you want to get your music on the show, drop me a line, letters@pdxbluescast.com, and I will let you know how to get your music to me. If you would like to make any kind of comment about the show, that's the email address to use, or you can also post a comment on the blog. You can also give us a call. And to do that, just dial, oh, it's going to take me a second, I apologize, but dial 206, and it's coming, I promise. Dial 206-203-3PDX, that's 206-203-3739. Leave us a voicemail message. If it's okay with you, we'll play it on the air. I think that is more than enough for show number 6 of PDX Bluescast, so I'll thank you again for listening, and I'll just close by saying this. Get out and hear the music, okay? It's great to have you picking up CDs. I encourage you to do that for folks that you enjoy, that you hear on the show. But also, please, get out to the venues, hear this music live. You know that's the best way to hear it. So get out and do it. I know the artists and the venues will both appreciate it. With that, my name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for PDX Bluescast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Keep the blues alive.